Hi, my name is Scott Anderson, and you've reached my podcast. I've spent a lot of time in the last few days in my blog kind of talking about artificial intelligence. First of all, I don't like the term artificial in front of the intelligence. I would prefer that we just denote what type of intelligence it is. But today, on this particular podcast, I wanted to talk a little bit about the concept of intelligent networks, where the network begins to understand the connection between your device and your destination. Cloud computing is taking over. More and more organizations have a more and more cloud portfolio, and I know that that's grammatically horrific to say more and more like that, but the reality is more applications are in the cloud now, and the rate of growth into the cloud is significant. The number of companies that exist only in the cloud is huge now. Where 20 years ago, a company that was virtual and only existed online wasn't even possible. Today, cloud companies exist all over the place. Many cloud companies that exist only online, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Netflix, those are all companies that really only exist in the cloud. They may have physical facilities over time, simply because you've got to have a place for people to work, but they really aren't physical entities. You don't need the physical to deliver the service. If the physical buildings went away, they decided to stop paying the lease or tear down the buildings, it wouldn't impact the company in the end because that's not what the company is. So the reality is everything's virtual for them. And this move to virtual kind of, you know, speaks highly of what the network of tomorrow is going to bring. Right now, the big concept in the network world is NaaS, right? The network as a service. But if you think about the network as a service, it isn't the real answer to the problem, how do I make my network better? It is the next step in a maturity cycle, but it is only a step. The big thing, right, is to move to the world of software-defined networking, sometimes called SDN or SD-WAN, software-defined wide area network. Those are the next two big pieces, right? Those are the next two pieces of this puzzle as we go forward, is those two concepts. Once you have, you know, software-defined networking deployed, you can begin to look at things like, zero trust networking. You can begin to look at things like application-aware routing, where your network responds to a specific application type. This allows you to create critical locations on your network, right? Anything coming from location Z must be high priority. And in doing high priority, preemptive networking, where the traffic from location Z will always get the highest priority on the network and always be delivered. If you think about it, it allows for a prioritized network. And so application-aware routing becomes a very critical piece of kind of this future state puzzle of what's next, right? What happens next? But the next piece beyond that, the next thing that we consider beyond this reality of the network as an intelligent device, it is building on that concept, building on that reality to look at, you know, what can the network do? There are three pieces in any application, and I'm not going to go back to the old three-tier architecture, right, where you have the user end, the customer-facing or user-facing end, you have the data layer and the business logic layer, and then you have the bottom is the data itself. This is not a three-tier application. This is simply the way all enterprises are. You have the device, which is how the person is going to connect. You have the landscape, that is what they are connecting to. And then the destination, that's where they're going. That's what they're trying to get to trying to use. If you think about cloud computing, it's a great destination. It's a great place to go, right? It's the beach. But in order to get to the beach, you got to get there, right? You got to drive there, you got to fly there, you got to swim there. Somehow or t'other, you got to get to the beach. So that's the landscape. And then the device is critical. So if we begin to think about truly intelligent networks, the intelligent network is going to understand the vagaries of the destination. For example, the other day, Microsoft Azure was down. An intelligent network would simply tell the device, use your cache data. Don't try to get new data from the cloud because the cloud's down. That's what an intelligent network would do. The other thing an intelligent network would do is, you know, literally notify the user, hey, you're on a mobile phone, you got a 4-inch screen, and somebody is sending you, you know, a 40,000 line Excel spreadsheet, so you know you need to go sit at a desk, or you need to connect a projector or connect your phone to a monitor so you can look at it. That's the future, when the network is able to respond to the user in such a way that the user is critical. It changes the paradigm. Today, if you think about device landscape and destination, they're linear, right? They interact with each other in a linear fashion, right? The landscape may interact with both the device and the destination may interact with both, so on and so forth. In the future, it's going to be more of a Venn diagram where each of them is a representative circle. The landscape is a circle connected to the destination, which is a circle connected to the device, which is a circle. And the intersection point is where the user is provided the services they need to be successful. My name is Scott Anderson, and you've reached my podcast.